ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. அயோத்தியா காண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 31, லக்ஷ்மணாஸ் அப்பீல். தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Lakshmana had followed Rama from the palace of Kaushalya and was a silent listener to the conversation between his brother and Sita. Alas, he said to himself, oppressed with grief past bearing, what superhuman task had Sita to obtain her husband's consent to accompany him to the forest, and she is the better half of her lord, flesh of his flesh. Verily, my chances are shadowy enough. And a thought opened the floodgates of his sorrow-laden heart. He had no other aim or object in life than to follow where his brother led. He prayed no higher boon. He saw no other means to secure that coveted end. He was sure that there was no question of putting him away where the Lord of the universe, his brother, was concerned. And that gave him courage to take refuge in the mercy of Rama. He has sedulously cultivated the necessary qualifications to entitle him to seek refuge with the Lord, and had long ago put away from him every probable and possible obstacle thereto. As a first step, he prayed to Sita, the Mother of Mercy, the interceder of all. Through her, he clasped the feet of the Lord with boundless love and devotion, even of him who proclaimed to the world, "Never shall I abandon one who sought me out as a friend. He shall know no fear from any object in creation. This is the beacon light by which I steer my course through life." And prayed all humbly to be allowed to serve his master and lord as a reward for his supreme and absolute surrender to his will. My heart is set against your exiling yourself to the forest, but if you have made up your mind to go, may I go with you? Bow in hand and senses keenly on the alert, I shall walk before you through the trackless woods where roam the savage beasts of prey. You may travel in safety and comfort through the wood world where diverse birds and beasts have their haunts. I pray you command me to render devotional service to you in all places, at all times, and under all circumstances. With thee away, I care not to dwell in the supreme heaven, where Shruti calls Ayodhya the city of the gods. I care not for Kaivalya, the life that cannot die. I care not to stretch my sway over this Brahmanda with its 14 worlds. Nay, what care I for any stage of existence, high, higher or highest, when the very state of liberation is beneath my contempt? If I had no chance of offering my devoted service to you then and there. Rama tried variously to persuade and dissuade Lakshmana, who earnestly prayed to share his woodland life with him. But the son of Sumitra would have none of it, and entreated in piteous accents, "I heard you say, stop the arrangements that are afoot towards my coronation, and get everything ready for my departure to the woods. Again, put away grief and anger from you, even as I do. Let the installation go no further. Or Sita, dearer to me than life itself are Bharata and Shatrughna, so it behooves you to treat them with special care and affection, for they stand to you as elder brother and son. I was glad to observe that you included me not therein. Hence, I take it that you have commanded me to follow you to Dandaka. Why should you forget that and stop me now? You accorded me leave at first, and I, in all confidence and joy, was all afire to go. Now you change your mind and would have me stay here? A suspicion gains strength every moment in my mind that I have somehow offended you. Else, how could you find it in your heart to stay me, who rejoice in the high privilege of being your dearest companion from birth, who cleave to you like your very shadow? I pray you solve me this." The glorious Rama turned his eyes upon his faithful Lakshmana, who sued with hands of praise to be allowed to accompany him, longing to lead. "Lakshmana, you are the dearest friend I have. Your steps stray not from the path of righteousness. You are a hero unmatched. Your soul and heart are ever centered in Dharma. And you most nobly deserve my love and affection. I love you as my life till life shall end. You are the friend of my earliest days. So in no one are combined all the noble qualities requisite to accomplish my ends. If you accompany me and see that today to the woods, who will provide for Kaushalya and Sumitra? I assure you that this is my sole reason for denying you now. My seeming consent to you some time ago was but a temporary measure demanded by the occasion. Say not, is there not King Dasharatha, their legitimate lord and protector? A sire of unbounded fame and glory fulfills the heart desires of the millions of this kingdom, even as the clouds pour down the welcome rains. Yet he lies a helpless captive in the bonds of passion and has no will of his own. If Kaikeyi, the daughter of Ashwapati, wins for her son imperial power, she will never heed to attend to the comforts and needs of her rivals who are already stricken to the heart. Say not, is Bharata so utterly abandoned to reason and justice as to be neglectful to his duties to our mothers? Proud Kaikeyi has him under his thumb. He is powerless to move hand or foot. He will have to remain an impotent witness to the torments inflicted by his infamous mother upon her rivals. So it would in no way help Kaushalya and Sumitra to tide over their misery, even if Bharata should be proclaimed the lord of this realm. Say not, what power have I to protect them? Watch over Kaushalya as well as he can with the sanction of a monarch, or failing it by a rare valor and energy. Follow this counsel and oppose it not. Argue not, your service is everything to me. What have I to do with such as these? Your great love to me is best shown by your faithful and perfect service to our elders and mothers. Deeply learned in the mysteries of Dharma, the most noble and unparalleled Dharma is ensured to you if you serve those you should revere. This is the first request I make of you, and I would have you obey it for my sake. What comfort on earth have the mothers that bore us bereft of you, me, and Sita? Rama was the peer of Brihaspati himself in skillful and unassailable logic, yet Lakshmana won his heart by his keen wit and quick repartee. So in sweet words and gentle, he began to answer the objections of his loving brother. Bharata is sure to respect and reverence our mothers, at least out of mortal fear that Kaushalya is the mother of Rama of inconceivable might and valor. He knows but too well that his life and safety depend on the love and attention he bestows on our mothers. I doubt it not in the very least. Should Bharata, raised to power and sway over his vast realm, be lured with evil tempting pride and betray his trust, or fail in the lightest detail in his devoted attention and reverence to our mothers, doubt not that I will wreak cruel vengeance on the head of that insensate fool. Nay, and all that egg on him, be they the three worlds in league arrayed. Queen Kaushalya, the noble, can easily afford to maintain 1,000 such as myself. Know we not that she has made ample and liberal endowments of hundreds and hundreds of villages to her dependents and retainers? It is nothing to her to provide for the comforts of herself, myself, and my sweet mother. I am your most devoted servant. I but pray to be allowed to render the service that goes with it. I believe I have in me the necessary qualifications of a servitor. It is utter presumption for me to suggest that in you shine the perfections that wait upon the Lord of the universe. So my following you to the forest solitudes does in no way militate against the relation of the Lord and servant. You will have no difficulty in providing yourself with fruits, roots, and other woodland fare. I too succeed in attaining the goal of my hopes, and that is service to you. With bow on my back and well-fitted quiver, I walk before you through the forest tracks with spade and basket. Every day I shall procure for you the simple fare of the hermits, which is wild fruits, roots, berries, corn, and honey. You may take your pleasure with Sita on the mountain brows. Your humble servant prays for the privilege of rendering you the lord of all and your noble spouse every kind of service at all places and in all times. His words filled Rama with joy and pleasure. "Be it so," replied he. "Go bid adieu to your friends and kin and keep yourself in readiness to start for the woods. Bring me those two bows of fearful might presented to us in person by Varuna, the lord of waters, at that famed rite of Janaka, the divine coats of mail weapon-proof, the quivers with their never-failing supply of arrows, and the gold-cased swords bright as the noonday sun. They are preserved in the hall of the guru of our race, Maharishi Vasishtha, tended with extreme care and worship there. Bring them hither for our use." Lakshmana flew on the wings of speed to take leave of his friends and kinsmen. Full of the joyful thoughts of following Rama to the forest glades, he repaired to the mansion of Maharishi Vasishtha and fetched the resplendent arms kept there, adorned with many a wreath and garland, sandalwood paste, perfume, and incense. Rama was delighted at the sight of them and exclaimed, "Lakshmana, you came in time to help me distribute my vast wealth and gold to the brahmanas and hermits. There are countless men, good and true, who have devoted themselves to the service of the old and wise. For them and for all who dwell with me and serve me well, shall I make ample provision, more liberal beyond their dreams. Go hence to Suyagna, the son of sage Vasishtha, and request in our name the presence of the saintly Brahmana here. I would take reverent leave of all the Brahmanas of this town before I turn my face towards the forests." Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.